Hey, podcast listeners, this is Andrew Perella, producer of Something Wild. Thanks for subscribing, as always, and for listening to our podcast. Thanks also to our sponsor, Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR. You can also be a proud supporter of NHPR when you pick up a couple of tickets for NHPR's Summer Car Raffle. A $50 ticket puts you in the running to win our early bird prize, $2,000 in gas cards. That's pretty rad, as well as our grand prize, $25,000 towards a new car. Pick up a ticket, pick up a few tickets, and support your favorite podcast at nhpr.org. Thanks, and good luck.
Dave.
What? Oh, hey. Hey, Chris. I was just pondering, weak and weary, over this volume of forgotten lore.
Yeah, it looked like you were nodding off, nearly napping.
Well, so gently you came a-rapping at my chamber door that I was scarce sure I heard you.
Well, let's open wide the score. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
Our sincere apologies to Edgar Allan Poe, but today we're talking about, what else? Corvids.
All right, so that's blue jays, gray jays, crows, and ravens.
Ravens, Corvus corax, the smartest of the bunch. Actually, their brain-to-body ratio is on par with intelligent creatures like whales and the great apes.
So crows and ravens are both big black birds. How do we tell them apart?
Ravens are bigger. Their wingspan is almost 4 feet, tip to tip.
And that's as big or bigger than some of our larger hawks.
And while a crow's tail is squared off, ravens' tails are shaped like a wedge.
But their calls are also pretty different.
So the distinction is often drawn between caw and croak. So here's the caw.
I'm going to say that's a crow.
Versus the croak.
Wow, that's much lower, almost a guttural sound. That's got to be the raven.
Corvids in general are mimics, and ravens have been known to master a bunch of different sounds. There's one YouTube clip that captured a raven making all sorts of noises, from a dog bark to a car alarm.
Wow, masters of mimicry indeed. All right, so they're all over the state?
30 to 40 years ago, ravens were found almost exclusively in northern parts of our state, up in the mountains. But they've adapted to life among humans, and their range has spread all across the state and even moved into southern New England.
Yeah, I've heard about a nest on a water tower at the former Pease Air Force Base.
And I've seen one on a loading dock roof at the Costco in Nashua. Nests get huge. Ravens add to them every year. And you know what else?
They can shoot laser beams.
Not exactly, Dave. They line their nests with fur. They take hair from the carcasses that they feed on.
Well, that also makes sense because it's soft and it helps insulate their eggs.
Bingo.
Something else we got to talk about is their aerial athleticism. I've seen them flip over in midair, and I've seen pairs perform coordinated flights.
That actually speaks to what Rosemary Conroy observed.
That name rings a bell.
And the voice will, too.
I once watched a pair play in the wind coming off the top of Mount Monadnock. It was an Olympian-level display of agility. Swoops, rolls, dives. It looked like joy. The ravens were no doubt having so much fun.
They're remarkably jovial birds.
So then back to Poe. Why do ravens have this creepy, gothic, even macabre association?
Probably because they're so smart.
What?
Well, they're able to detect patterns in behavior of other creatures. So they knew when humans started assembling a gallows. They knew that carrion would soon follow, and they tended to stay close.
So they're scavengers, then?
Pretty much.
So if they find a moose carcass in the middle of the forest, they'll feast.
Especially in the winter months. And they'll even invite their friends over.
Really?
They'll send up a call to let all the ravens in the area know that there's food to be had. Or sometimes they'll call in other help.
What kind of help?
The canine kind.
Wolves.
Right. So ravens have a pretty big beak, but some animal hides are too tough even for them to break open. They can mimic a wolf's howl and attract a wolf or two to the carcass to do the job.
That's crazy.
If there's a crazy plant or animal you've been seeing in your backyard, drop us a line. Email somethingwild at nhpr.org.
And so you never miss an episode of Something Wild, don't forget, subscribe to our podcast. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. incision doesn't really describe how wolves do it. But not surgically precise, you know.
Wolves?
Let them do the job. Let them do.
Hey, this is Chris Martin, one of the hosts of Something Wild, a podcast that I know you love. Thanks so much for listening and subscribing. I just want to tell you about another podcast that some of our colleagues at NHPR are working on. If you like this one, I think you'll really enjoy Outside In, a podcast about the natural world and how we use it. Look for NHPR's Outside In on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.